Just playing basketball. How's this player? The whole you say the Parsha's para is a kapara for the Chetegel. The Chetegel was with a cow, and the para duma is with a cow.
Cow.
What's the shaykes? What's the shaykes? You bring a carbon to bring a carbon. Didn't have air, bring a carbon. But the paraduma is a whole parsha. It's a whole parsha of Tara. It's not really carbon. I mean, they burn it, but it's not, they don't burn it on the mistake. Yeah. They use it to clean the tire somewhere. What's the shakas? What's the shakas in Paradum and the Chetegel? So you said the Dover is... There's a pasuk in... It's either Mishlei or Kehelis. I don't remember which one. Elohim Atzeres Adam Yasher. Elohim made Adam Yasher. He made Adam straight. Behema, and they bikshu cheshbaynes rabim. They sought out many calculations. Elohim Atzeres Adam Yasher. Behema bikshu cheshbaynes rabim. Because Bach made out of Mitzvah straight. What's good? Ritzon Hashem. What's bad? Not Ritzon Hashem. That's straight. Him and Bikshu Keshbainis Rabbi. He saw many Keshbainis. The Rambam explains the Sefer. And he says, best is called Gufa. Murray and Nevaikim. Glad for the perplexed.
Nevaikim or Nevaikim?
Nevaikim. Nevaikim, Nevaikim. Nevaikim. Murray and Nevaikim. But there's two different marechuses. There's two different stratospheres. There's two different sets of antonyms. There's emes and sheker. Emes is the opposite of sheker. And there's tov and ra. Tov and ra, they're mutually exclusive of one another. And the Eitz Hadas is called the Eitz Hadas tov and ra. That means until he ate from the Eitz Hadas tov and ra, there was no concept of tov and ra. By eating from the Eitz Hadas tov and ra, that's when he introduced himself to the world of tov and ra. What's the difference between emes and sheker and tov and ra? Something is sheker, it's 0% emes. Something is emes, it's 0% sheker. That's emes by definition. There's no such thing as a half lie. A half lie is a whole lie. No, they don't exist. These are absolutisms. Tov and ra is not like that. Tov and ra means it's better or it's worse. Emes and sheker. Emes is shifted b'beis Hashem klei mechayeh. Emes is constantly being your heart should return towards the mikdash. These are all emesisms, right? No one's going to disagree with me on that. And sheker is anything that's not that. Taiva Rath. I'm going to college anyway. Is it better for me to go to YU where the college will be only boys? It's run by Jewish people, that they have some kind of agenda to keep it, whatchamacallit? Or should I go to Shea Yashiv during the day and go to, I don't know, Queens College at night twice a week, where they'll be with boys and girls together, and who knows what they're going to teach, right? So you have to make decisions based on that. But both of them are shekels. Both of them are shekels, because in the Emes, you don't do either one of them. You don't go to a place with boys and girls together with this guy in the running it and teaching them anything you want and they have control over you. And
why
you don't go to a place that the yeshiva and the college are the same entity, that the yeshiva is like a department in the college. Yeshiva is yeshiva. Cool entire, but when yeshiva is the college is yeshiva. So you have to start weighing, which is worse. College is better than you, but the yeshiva is not only yeshiva, because yeshiva is part of the college. Let me use my examples and don't get me involved in politics. Yeah. The reason I use those examples is because I think you understand what I mean. So you're both sheker. Most of my examples are sheker.
Even though
they're both sheker, it's sheker, but there's a little bit of sheker. It's 100% sheker.
Why can't it be a little bit of emes? It's 100% emes.
It's not. Emes is kind of the base of mikdash. It gets up in the morning, goes to the mikvah, starts the seeking, they bring the trumpet, they bring the carbon. No, I'm saying that means that the world is, we live in a world where you're not going to get perfection, nothing is emes. Remember the Medrash we just learned yesterday, this is Derech Hashem, we learned a Medrash in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the emes said that the world should not be created, and Chesed said the world should be created. So Hashem threw the. Did we ever finish that? We did it.
You threw the Emek. You threw the Emek down.
And Emek married Sitzma. But what did Emek say? Kulay Sheker. Which means the world is totally Sheker. So what's our value system? Some Shekers are worse than others. The Rambam says that's Tevin Ra. Tevin Ra is relativism. That means that something is defined as Taiv because it's better than Ra. So what defines whether something is Taiv? We compare it to Ra. And what's Ra? It's worse than Taiv. But there's nothing absolute about it.
Moshe Ames, Mr. Rosto Ames.
Yeah, but this world doesn't have Moshe's Taiv. It's covered over. The Rambam says that's what happened when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. That before he ate from it, he had free choice. He had bechira. But there was emes. Ritzon Hashem is emes. Now Ritzon Hashem is zero emes. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas,
he had bechira.
Adam Rishon definitely had bechira. He was created, and he was created to use his bechira. He was created to choose. Man was created to choose.
Why
did you say man was created to choose? And he chose to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What lied in that? What lied within that choice? He chose to directly disobey God's will. When someone chooses to directly disobey God's will, and he internalizes it, eating rebellion, it's more than just rebellion. You're internalizing it because you're actually taking the rebellion and feeding you. It's giving you life. That means you're getting life from your rebellion against God. The eating is like the worst form of rebellion is machalas asuras. One of the worst things. It's one of the worst forms of rebellion is machalas asuras. It's very hard to do tshuva from that. Someone does an action, so he did an action, so he does tshuva. But if someone eats something that's awesome, so he's actually taking rebellion against Hashem, he's giving him life, he's living from rebellion against God. It's a very bad place to be. And that's what he did. And Rambam says that he changed the entire world. That there was no longer any emes and sheker in the world. Some things are better than others, so that's why it's called Yedei Tevin Ra. He became a Yedei of Tevin Ra. Which it's not a good thing. The simplistic 6-year-old concept that he was naive and he didn't know the difference between good and evil, and the snake was able to fool him. And now he becomes a tree of wisdom, and now he knows the. No, he was. He didn't have Raza step down. It was Emes Sheker, and then it became Tavria. Why do you do it? Because he said, we said before, the region had a Bechira. How could you have a Bechira if there's only Emes and Shaker? How could you have a Bechira? The answer is, there's only one Bechira that's possible. It's a Bechira that Hashem wants you to leave Emes and Shaker. That's the only Bechira that's possible. Within Emes and Shaker, there's no Bechira. Within Emes and Shaker, there's no Bechira. But there is one Bechira that's possible within Emes and Shaker. And Hashem wants you to leave Emes and Shaker. And that was his only Bechira that he had. Because that makes things much more... Because to serve Hashem from Emes and Shaker does not take much effort. It doesn't take much avoda. Hashem created the world for avoda. And if you would eat from the Eitz of Das and make the world into a place where you don't see Emes and Shaker, you only see relative values, so that makes things much more challenging, much more difficult. And it's a bigger Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So he basically was Maisha Nefesh, committed a spiritual suicide, in order to make the world a place where there's going to be more of Hashem's Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Lakim asad as Adam Yasha. Go back to the pasuk. God made man straight. Straight means Yasha. Yasha and Emes are synonymous because the definition of a straight line, you have one point at the beginning, one in the end, one in the middle, and you. When I wanted to cut that board on Sukkot, you know that little piece there? So I put one little pencil mark at one end. One or the other. I measured 20 centimeters in the end. And then I took a thing and I went...
The definition of a line is straight.
Yeah, but it's only straight if it has beginning and end in the middle.
Right,
it's on the same line. Not 2 points.
Yeah.
Because then you could go, you could have one point here.
No, if you're going like this, no, that's more points.
The middle is...
Not true.
The middle is...
Let me show you. A line is 2 points. If it goes like this, that means it has points going like that.
Okay. But the definition of a straight line is that the beginning is a point, the end
no,
is a point.
No, 2 points is a
and
line.
The middle connects,
the definition of a line
and
is
the middle
straight.
Connects the 2 points.
There's no middle of point.
In a straight line.
Yeah.
It's the middle.
The connector in the middle line. There's no middle point.
It's a middle block, whatever you call it.
There's no middle
block. It's a middle block.
For 2 points make a straight line.
It's a middle
line.
Presence. It's a middle entity. It's a middle block.
2 points make a straight line, Rabbi.
There's something in between. That's the middle.
There's nothing in between.
You just have 2 points. You don't have a line.
You're wrong. No, right, okay, right. Okay.
So that's why the word MS, the Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph base, the word Tav is the end of the Aleph base, and the word letter M is smack in the middle. Smack in the middle, because the letters that make the word MS show you that the only way to do it is you have a point of origin where you plan on going towards the truth, and you have a destination, and then you have a process, and you all have to work, you know, with each other, and never... You know, you came from somewhere, you're going somewhere, and you're going from one to the next as straight as possible. So Emes and Yasha are... Yaakov Avinu's Mida is... Emes. Titen Emes LeYaakov, we say in Davening. Yaakov Avinu's name was Yasha... Kael. So? Yasha, Yaakov's name was Yasha. Yasha and Emes are the same. And Yasha means coming from somewhere, going somewhere, and the process all straight. And the Goyim think that we're crooked, because since they're crooked, so when you're crooked, you think everyone else is crooked. You think you're straight. When you're drunk, you think everybody else is drunk, and you're sober. You're the only crazy, you're the only sane person. I am the only sane person in the room, and everybody else is crazy.
It's true.
So the Goyim, they look at us that we're straight. They say you have a sugar, just a sugar. So they don't get it. So that's why they call us Yaakov, because Yaakov means crooked. But that's only because of the way the world is. The world is not straight. So the world is not straight, so we appear crooked. So they called Yaakov, but the true name of Kol Yisrael is Yisrael, which is Yasha. Adam shows this. Elokim asa esa Adam Yasha. God made Adam Yasha. Yasha means Emes and Shaker. V'heim and Bikshu Cheshbainus Rabin. He sought many Cheshbainus. What's many Cheshbainus? He wants it to be more... Cheshbainus means more calculations. He wants it to be more complicated. Was he wrong? Was he right or was he wrong? He was wrong. Did he have a chesed? He had a chesed. Was his chesed nobly motivated? Totally Hashem Shemayim. But he was wrong. He was wrong for one reason. Because God said no. That's it. Nice guy. God said no. He thought that God put him in this world in order to make this mistake on purpose. God wants him to stumble because then coming back it will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. But God did not put him in this world. God put him in this world to resist that decision. Just the opposite. He made a mistake. But the Chet HaEgel, they said. The people to Chet HaEgel, right before they did the Chet HaEgel, Chazal say that they came to the level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, which means that after seeing the Nisim of Mitzrayim, after the slavery of Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Mitzrayim, being released from Mitzrayim, and spending 49 days preparing for Mount Torah, talking directly with God, they had corrected the mistake of Adam HaRishon, and they were already at the Madrig of Adam HaRishon before the time. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ani amarti Elokim atam. I thought that you were like God. Okay, but you messed up. You worship the Adam Tammuz and you're going to die. Because I'll dash out the Pasuk. But the time of Mount Tari, they had gotten to the Madrig that they would not die. Which meant that they reversed the Chet of Adam HaRishon, because he got the clue they're going to die. After he did the Chet. So Klal Yisrael at the time of Mount Tari was Adam HaRishon. So why did they worship the Golden Calf? Same exact reason. Same exact reason. Same exact reason. The Mitzvah brings. The Chesbainas, you would call them Kabbalistic in nature. Hashem opened up the heavens on Mount Torah, and they saw the Meisim, the Kava, they saw the Shah, they saw the Mesha, they saw the Kruv, they saw the
Reed.
Changed from the Axe to Kruv later.
Okay, so they saw the Adam, the Mesha,
the Nesha,
the Reed,
and the Shah.
And the Shah. And the Shah. And the Ramban brought his intimate regal echad mitachamu in delay. He pulled one leg from God's throne. He pulled the leg of the Shah down. If you want me to reduce it to layman's language, they saw that Hashem wanted them to worship the Shah because he showed them an image of the Shah. And they understood how that would be Kiddushim Shemayim, and that would be worshiping Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they did it. But they were wrong, because if you know the calculations, they have calculations, they have Chesbainos, and the Chesbainos are very deep. But God said no. Same thing with him. Chesbainos. God said no.
So we're not supposed to know Chesbainos?
Paraduma. Paraduma is a mitzvah. The Medrash says that Hashem gave wisdom to Shlomo. He understood everything. Everything! And when you say he understood everything, he understood everything. Everything. He understood the reason behind everything. He understood the reason behind all the mitzvahs. Nobody knows that. He knew. He understood Shabbos. He understood Shabbos. He knew that. He understood the messages that we get from the animals, the birds, the green. He understood everything. There was nothing he didn't understand. It's nothing. One thing.
Paraduma.
It's Bataya and it's Batame simultaneously. It's the Kayan that anyone that touches it, anyone that deals with it, is Tame. But the function of it is to be Mataya simultaneously. And that's the one thing Hashem withheld from it. His whole life. Almighty Echkama, I thought that I was wise, but he was fake and he meant it's too distant. That's the one thing he couldn't understand. Paraduma is a kapara for a very small dollar because of calculations. give you a mitzvah that you cannot possibly understand. Why? Because I want you to understand something you can't understand. You think you do. You can't. You understand something. You don't understand everything. There's certain things that are beyond your comprehension. And even if you can't comprehend why you shouldn't eat day to die, and you can't comprehend why you shouldn't bow down to Angel Azov, but just don't. Why? Because you don't understand, just don't do it. That's why what I do is a kapara for the Chetah Eidah. If we do the Paraduma, and we get the lesson of the Paraduma, we're going to get back to that level that we were before. And that's why the Paraduma is specifically a mitzvah to be retired some of the Tumas.
It says that.
Because the mitzvah of Paraduma is retire the mitzvah.
Yeah, but it says by the times of Mashiach, we're going to become Tahar, right? And we're going to need to get a Paraduma to do that. But once we hit the Paraduma, it says that people are going to continue dying just like the way things are before. And according to this, they should have lived.
People will die. They'll just live longer.
Yeah, but if we're going
to... until they stop dying. It's a problem.
Oh, that was surprising. I didn't think
did you throw that?
I forgot to do that.
Look how you threw that.
You surprised me. Good, then. Throw it.
Tell me you have embarrassing. Does it answer your question? I mean, you can go on and on and on with this.
If they should be able to live forever, then.
We will eventually.
No, I thought
it'll take 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's not forever, though.
No, it'll take 1,000 years till we get to the point that we can live forever.
Oh.
Go on and on and. I never have a gift to you to say about it. I mean, this is part of it. We just learned this. Moshe Rabbeinu begs God not to kill the Jewish people. God's going to kill. God said, "This is such a terrible threat. I'm going to wipe out the whole, God's going to wipe out the entire Jewish people." Moshe told Aaron, "He said, Tesla chata gedela. This chata is like such big. He tells the Jewish people, the big chet. He goes to God. He says, God, Ana chata amazad. This nation, they did a chet, huge chet. God, huge chet. May I have a gift, eh?
Yeah.
The Rebbe of a gifter said, you know, when you're asking someone to save them, the Jewish people, they were going to die. There was a decree on them, they're all going to die. They're going to die. So tone it down a little bit. God, please spare them. They did a huge hit! You hear the cash? Huge hit! A big hit! Oh, there's no redemption for this guy.
Oh, chalera.
God is not human. And my Rebbe said that there's another way of understanding the word huge. He told God that this is a fact that they only in Bnei Yisrael could have done because of the huge Madreda. It's a chata gedela. This is a huge chet. Because a chet like this could only be done by someone. We would never be able to do such a chet. We wouldn't bow down to a golden calf. You would never bow down to a golden calf. You would not. Because you wouldn't see why. It says the Torah not to do Avodah Zarah. Why should I do that? Am I crazy? You would never do it.
So what did they see?
They saw the lights on the camera. I don't know what that is. They saw that the key to the Bria is to bow down to the show. And they were right. Zal said that the Kayah Hashar. The shaar is the only animal that on the one hand it's a domestic animal, on the other hand, there's a species of shaar that will not accept any mastery over it. You have like other but the animals in the
buffalo,
field,
yeah.
Right? A buffalo or a bull, and then you have a cow. A cow is so much of a cow. He said that means that it lives among men. It throws them off. It's the only animal like that. It's midas hadin. It's a midah of not, you know, harsh, unforgiving, no mastery.
I went to a rodeo show once.
It's not Emerson Shecker.
So cool.
It is Emerson Shecker. But it's a false car. It's a, yeah.
No, it's the one.
Midas hadin is very related to Emerson Shecker. Midas Adin is very, very related to Amish and Shaka. It's a very harsh world.
What was that?
It's not in. Hashem wants to. Oh, this is a very cheap shmuz, so we're gonna have to stop here. Got it? Did you answer your question? Is that to your question? Do you have another? Is that Neta?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Is that Neta?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Is it Freyla?
Yes. I have a question on that.
You want the stick? Yes, sir. Did you look on Facebook account? So you put it on hold and you deleted it, or? This sort of thing.
I tried to delete it, Simon's like happening. But yeah, it said you can still get back on.
Oh, so until when? Forever?
No.
I noticed. I lost the phone. You have to, of course.